This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. Cuba has announced the death of a leading political dissident after a long hunger strike. It's the first death of its kind in Cuba for nearly 40 years. The funeral of the hunger striker Orlando Zapata will be held in a few hours' time. To give us more details, we're joined by Marcelo Justo of the BBC's Spanish American service, who's been following this story. So, Marcelo, tell us, why was Orlando Zapata on hunger strike?
Good morning. Well, he was arrested in 2003 with 75 dissidents jailed by the authorities. And first he was sentenced to 3 years in prison. Then this was increased to 25 years after he was charged with disobedience and disorder at the prison there in Cuba. And he was basically protesting against all this and against the treatment of prisoners there in Cuba, and it was a very long held protest, 85 days refusing food, and that eventually led to his death.
He starved to death at the age of 42. I understand that Cuban President Raul Castro made a public statement about this. What was his response?
Exactly. He lamented the death of a detained activist of Orlando Zapata Tamayo, but he said, this is very strange, in general it's a very rare expression of sorrow by the leadership in Cuba, but at the same time he accused the United States of and the tensions between United States and Cuba of what has happened, saying that without these tensions and because of these tensions, thousands of Cubans had died, and he included Orlando Zapata's death into this group of people who had died due to this tension, this long-held political tension between the United States and Cuba.
So he basically blamed Zapata's death on the United States, but one thing that is notable in Raul Castro's comments is that he actually admitted that there are political prisoners in Cuban jails.
Yeah, well, what he said, he didn't kind of quite refer to that. What he said in his terms was basically that there were no person had been killed or assassinated by the Cuban forces. No person had been tortured. And he compared the case of Cuba with the situation in the United States and what was happening, he said, in the Cuban state. And he made reference to Guantanamo. He said, not in Cuban territory, because Guantanamo is in Cuban territory, but under United States jurisdiction. And over there, yes, people are assassinated and people are tortured. So in a way, it was a way of recognizing the presence of prisoners of conscience, but at the same time, he was saying, we don't do anything kind of, against the human rights with them.
Is there expected to be a widespread public response, especially at the funeral of Orlando Zapata today?
Well, there's been a lot of arrests previous to that, according to the opposition group. So probably that has neutralized a bit the possibility of the opposition to express themselves at this funeral. But this funeral will take place within an hour or two, and so we'll see very soon.
Preemptive arrests in Cuba. Thank you so much. Marcelo Justo is with the BBC's Spanish American service talking about the death of Orlando Zapata. He died after a long hunger strike. That's the first death of its kind in Cuba for almost four decades.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.